The proposed merger of Office Depot and Office Max is now official. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the deal is valued at more than $1 billion in stock.
Combined, the two office supply retailers have more than 2,500 stores in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. But University of Michigan business and law professor Eric Gordon says look for that to change once the deal goes through.
There will be a lot of job losses because the only way the merger makes sense is if they close a lot of stores and cut costs.
Analysts say Office Depot and Office Max, each smaller than rival Staples, have been hurt by the weaker U.S. economy, increased competition from discount retailers such as Walmart and Costco, and ones online, including Amazon.com. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
In Ireland, women who for years were incarcerated in laundries and workhouse conditions are celebrating victory today. NPR's Philip Reeves reports they have finally received a government apology.